What up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Never Ever Date a Nurse. So, there are two reasons not to date a nurse. Reason number one, as you guys may or may not know, Kevin Samuels passed away due to a heart attack about 10 days ago, and he was with a nurse. And he spent the night with her, woke up the next day with a heart attack, and then he supposedly ended up, he died due to a heart attack. Now, there are people out there saying, oh, it wasn't, there was no foul play, it was because he was on Red Bull. Alright, guys, now here's something we need to understand, okay? For somebody like Kevin Samuels to pass away due to a heart attack at the age of, like, what was he, like, 53, 54? That's ludicrous, okay? If you think that drinking Red Bull is gonna kill a man who, let's be 100% honest, okay? Kevin Samuels, compared to a lot of Americans, he's healthy as fuck. I mean, how many Americans out there are 60 plus years, they're morbidly obese, and they're alive and well, and on top of that, they smoke, okay? So for Kevin Samuels to be healthy 50, but oh, it was that Red Bull with stress and, you know, not going to a heart doctor every now and then, that's more of a cope than Yogi Obst claiming that woman not going out with him, it's because he's not tall enough, when in reality it's because he's a curry seal. Alright, guys, here's something you guys need to know, okay? This is why you never ever date nurses, okay? Do you guys know that if somebody was to put Vaseline drops in your drink, it will kill you? Let me say that one more time. If somebody puts Vaseline drops in your drink, it will kill you. For those of you guys who don't know, Vaseline, that's the stuff that you put in your eyes. You know, when you have red eyes and you need eye drops and you put Vaseline or Vaseline, however you pronounce it. Yeah, pretty much eye drops, okay? The eye drops that you buy from anywhere in the world for like a couple of dollars right off the shelf, if somebody was to put that in your drink, it will kill you, and it's pretty much untraceable. Now, how did I know that eye drops will kill you? It's because a couple of years ago, I read in the newspaper, in fact, the woman who is in the thumbnail of this video, okay, she was a nurse, and she wanted to get her husband's insurance policy of $250,000. So what did she do? She put Vaseline, aka eye drops, in his drink, and that's what killed him. Now, do you guys want to know what, how eye drops end up killing you? What they end up doing is that they cause your veins to narrow, therefore restricting the blood flow. And when that happens, guys, guess what? You have a heart attack. Let me say that one more time. Eye drops end up killing you because it causes your veins to narrow, therefore restricting blood flow. Therefore, you die of a heart attack, okay? Now, I know a lot of you guys out there are gonna say, well, Amr, it's coincidence, it's a coincidence that Kevin Samuels happened to be with a nurse. Guys, nurses know how to kill you. Guaranteed, they know how to kill you and make it look like it was an overdose, make it look like it was a heart attack. Guys, let me tell you something, okay? I know a nurse. She's a hillbilly. She is a white girl. And this white girl, She's a nurse, okay, guys? And she told me, I can hurt you in so many ways, and people will never ever know that I did it, okay? Now, this white girl ended up embracing Islam when she hit the wall. She was a cock carousel rider, and all of a sudden, you know, when she hit the wall, she found Allah, and now she's getting married off to an Arab who is the total and complete opposite of the type of guys that she slept with. So this is why you guys don't date these nurses, because they know how to hurt you. They know how to kill you. That's number one. And the second reason, guys, you don't get with nurses is that they are fucking sluts, okay? Nurses are out there sleeping with random guys. You have to understand, guys, nurses make good money, okay? Some of these nurses with overtime, especially if they're a traveling nurse, they can easily clear $100,000 a year. So a lot of these nurses out there, they got good money. They can easily work well into their 60s and 70s. They own their own home. So they pretty much, you know, they really don't need to find a guy. So they can pretty much end up sleeping with any guy they want because they own their own home. They make their own money. You know, nursing is gonna be in demand no matter what. And it's a job they can do well into their 60s and maybe even 70s if they choose. So as we all know, guys, if a woman can prolong her cock carousel riding days and she has the money behind it, she will ride that cock carousel like it's nobody's business. So, you know, if you find yourself, you know, you don't marry nurses, okay? Never ever marry a nurse. And if you marry a nurse and she asks you to take out a life insurance policy, that's when you get to get worried. So never ever marry a nurse, because A, she can kill you and nobody would be the wiser, and secondly, she'll cheat on you, because nurses are extremely promiscuous. I'm sure people in the chat will be able to confirm that as well, that nurses are extremely promiscuous. So going back to Kevin Samuel, guys, you have to keep in mind, okay, Kevin Samuel did something that nobody in the manosphere, including Mr. Yo-Yo-Yo, homie Yo, did. I think what happened with Kevin Samuels is that he got too big and the Zionists were like, oh shit, this guy popped off and how do we get rid of this guy? And they had to take him out. You guys know me, okay? As somebody who worked with CIA, someone who worked with Mossad and all of this stuff, you guys need to understand that when I see somebody like Kevin Samuels, who is influential, and the guys at, what's the name of their channel called? It's called, their channel is called Manosphere Highlights Daily or Daily Highlights, something like that. They also made a video recently where they said that Kevin Samuel is dying from a heart attack due to drinking Red Bull. That's just way, way too convenient. Because I'm going to tell you something, guys. When I was driving cab, I was running off of Red Bull. I remember this one day, it was my LAX day. For those guys, for those of you who don't know, when you drive cab, you just don't waltz into LAX to pick up people. It has to be a certain day for you to go into the airport, you know, because every cab has a certain day to go into the airport. That way, otherwise, everybody would go to the airport. So, that was my LAX day. It was such a busy day because flights were being canceled and being late and flights were coming in. Not only was it my LAX day, but the next day, they were like, hey, we need as many cabs as possible. come into the airport. So not only did I work my LAX day, I also worked the next day. Now, this is some cab lingo. I don't know if other cab cities use it, but when it's not your LAX day and they want as many cabs in the airport, they call it a pink day, okay? When they say it's pink for LAX, that means any and available cab come to the airport, you know? That's how busy the airport is. So, for 33 hours, guys, I drove my cab straight, nothing but Red Bulls. I forgot how many Red Bulls I drank, but overall, guys, I probably drank half a dozen Red Bulls in that 33-hour shift. Granted, I was in my 30s, not in my 50s, but this whole notion, guys, if you drink Red Bull, it's gonna cause you a heart attack. Guys, the only way you can get heart attack from fucking Red Bull is if you drink like 10 of them at the same time. If you drink one Red Bull every couple of hours, you'll be fine. So this whole notion that Kevin Samuels, who is by all means perfectly healthy, died because his heart wasn't healthy, or because the the Red Bull did him in, that's bull fucking shit, guys. Kevin Samuels died of something far more sinister. Now, according to some men in the manosphere, Kevin Sharp did take the Scamarona vaccine. Maybe that could have killed, did him in, because a lot of young, healthy people are indeed dying of the Scamarona vaccine. So that could have done him in. The nurse could have done him in as well. Guys, you need to understand, Kevin Samuels is a threat to the status quo. Like the guys in the Manosphere Highlight Daily said, Kevin Samuels was pretty much a black messiah. You know, Malcolm X was killed. Michael Jackson was killed. Let me tell you something, guys. There's nothing more the Zionist hate than a strong black male. Let me say it one more time. There's nothing more the Zionist hate than a strong black male. If Kevin Samuels was truly done in by this nurse, you guys out there, especially you guys out there in the manosphere who show your face, be very, very careful with your life, because someone can set you up. If you guys remember when Scamarona began, there were these girls on YouTube who were like harassing me, telling me they love me, shit like that. In fact, one of them actually called me up. I was doing a live stream on YouTube. That was before we even had live streaming on MGTOW TV. The girl called me up. I was on air doing a live stream for you guys, and the girl, she calls me up on air. I answer the phone, and it sounded like she's like fucking 14, 15 years old. I immediately hang up on her, and they continued harassing me. They even came over to MGTOW TV and started harassing me in the, because in MGTOW TV, we have private chat, right? So these hoes were telling me in the private chat, hey, where you are, we want to come and visit you, let's hang out. You guys know what happened to EDP445, right? Somebody set him up, and he went out there and he met an underage girl. It wasn't an he was set up to meet an underage girl, but somebody else set him up. The same thing they were trying to do with me, man. They were trying to set me up. So what I did, you guys have to understand, as a Jew, everything that happens to me or anybody in the manosphere, my brain goes, if I was a dirty, dirty Jew, what would I do? How would this benefit me? So when Kevin Samuels passed away, and I found out he passed away with a nurse with him, my brain immediately went to, if I was a dirty, dirty Jew, what would I do with Kevin Samuels? How would I get rid of Kevin Samuels, right? That's how my brain would operate if I was a dirty, dirty Jew. Now, as you guys know, I am not a dirty, dirty Jew. I'm only 8% Ashkenazi, but my brain can still think on a from a dirty Jew's perspective. So when these girls were trying to set me up so they can meet me in person in Fort Lauderdale, what I did is that, first of all, I never replied to them. Secondly, I made like screenshots, I printed things out, and I went to the Martin County Sheriff's Office and I filed a report, and I told the detectives over there that, look, these gals, they've been following me, they've been harassing me, and they want to meet me in person. They're probably trying to set me up. And I gave all this information to the Martin County Sheriff's Office, and they made a report for me. And then after that, I never heard from these girls ever again. So this just goes to show you guys, when you are a man and you go up against a Zionist agenda, they want to take you down. So you guys in the manosphere out there who are going up against the Zionist agenda, be very, very careful with your life. Because this isn't, you know, look, when we make these videos, you know, it's entertainment, right? Like Mr. Yo-Yo-Yo, homie, yo, I'm Alpha. This might be entertainment to some of you guys out there, but to the Zionists, to the powers that be, this shit is real. So you content creators out there, you have to be very, very careful with who you befriend. You guys take me, Amr Mitwali, for example. I don't tell anybody about MGTOW TV. I don't tell anybody about my channel, because I don't know who that person is, you know? Kevin Samuels had a lot of enemy in the black woman world. A lot of black women out there, if they had the opportunity, they'll kill Kevin Samuels, even if they were not Zionist minions. Even if they had the opportunity to kill Kevin Samuels and end up going to jail, they would have taken it. You see, this is why you guys out there, especially if you show your face, don't tell people who you are. When that nurse got with Kevin Samuels, she knew she was getting with Kevin Samuels, and Kevin Samuels knew she was getting with him because he's Kevin motherfucking Samuels. In fact, in that 911 audio tape that the nurse did, that the nurse made to 911, she said, "This is Kevin motherfucking Samuels." So this girl knew, this nurse knew, she was with Kevin motherfucking Samuels and not just some Pookie and Ray Ray. So she knew she was with Kevin Samuels. So this is what I want you guys out there who show your face and you go up against a Zionist agenda, be extremely careful. If you guys take me, for example, not only do I not tell people about MGTOW TV or about what I do, I also don't tell people where I am. When I was in Europe and I was making these videos for you guys, by the time I make these videos public for you on MGTOW TV, guess what? I am long gone. So when I make a video in Moldova, I'm no longer in Moldova. When I make a video from Brasov in Romania, I am not in I'm not in Brasov anymore. Guys, when I travel, first of all, I'm constantly moving around, okay? Let me say that one more time. When I'm traveling, I'm constantly moving around from one city to another. And if I stay in the same city, it's from one Airbnb to another. And I am very careful. Because here's the thing you guys need to understand. Mossad has assassins all over the world, okay? So if Mossad knows where you are, they'll send somebody to off you and make it look like it was a make it look like either it was an accident or, you know, the local mafia killed you or some shit like that, you know. So you guys have to be very, very careful, because this shit is real, okay? You need to understand, if you go up against a Zionist agenda, they will kill you. As far as I'm concerned, the Zionist killed Kevin Samuels. You know what, guys? I wouldn't be surprised if the Zionist murdered Tupac Shakur. We all know Tupac Shakur went from respecting women to saying bitches ain't shit because he found out female nature the hard way. So imagine how many men out there would have been saved if Tupac Shakur told mankind about female nature. So the Zionists were like, oh, no. We can't have Tupac Shakur talking about bitches and shit. We have to kill him, okay? So they did that with Tupac Shakur. They did that with Malcolm X. They did that with, probably they did that with Michael Jackson. And I wouldn't be surprised if Mossad offed Kevin Samuels, because Kevin Samuels, he was taken off. Even if YouTube was to actually delete his channel, he was too big to be stopped. And just to let you know, guys, we have over at MGTOW TV, we have cloned Kevin Samuels' entire channel, okay? Kevin Samuels has about 840 videos. We actually were able to clone 815 of them, and I'm gonna go looking for the other 25 that we were not able to clone. So pretty much Kevin Samuels' entire channel is safely over at MGTOW TV servers. So even if the Zionist were able to delete his channel off of YouTube, his videos are safely with us over at MGTOW.tv. So guys, trust and believe, guys, that shit is gonna get real. Especially now, and I'm going to tell you why. You see, the Zionists are losing control. I made a video about this, and I'm going to say it again. It's in the Quran, actually. God in the Quran tells the dirty Jews, you are always kindling the fire of war. I am always extinguishing that fire for you. Okay? Scamarona was supposed to be the real deal. Scamarona was supposed to kill billions of people. As we all know, it escaped from the lab by a couple of good Samaritans. The Chinese, Communist Chinese Party murdered them. And now dirty Jews, they wanted to get everybody vaccinated. And people were waking up. They're like, I don't think so, you know. You know, the people, very few people out there are taking the booster shots, you know. It is said that like 80%+ of people took the two doses, but only 30% of the people are taking the booster shots. And that's because people are waking up, man. So God is humiliating the dirty Jews as the dirty Jews become more and more frantic. And you guys have to understand. And this is why you can understand why the dirty Jews are becoming frantic. Islam tells us that in the end of days, end of time, the Zionists are gonna be exterminated. Islam tells us that the trees and the rocks are gonna say, oh, faithful of God, God's faithful, there's a dirty Jew hiding behind me, come execute him. Are trees and rocks gonna talk? Absolutely not. But this just goes to show you guys that what's happening is that when the Goyim finally realize what I, Amr Mitwali, know, which is everything wrong and bad in the world is because of dirty Jews, that's when hockey mask time is gonna become a thing. That's when the dirty Jews are gonna get exterminated. So now you guys can understand how desperate the dirty Jews are in killing people who expose them. So this is why you guys out there have very, very few friends. Don't tell people, don't hook up with people who know the, who the fuck you are. If somebody comes out and they say, yo, you Kevin, if some girl, guys, you need to understand, the number one way Mossad kills men is through female agents. Do you guys want to know, do you guys, look, a lot of you guys don't know this, but I'll tell it to you. Syria actually had a very, very sophisticated top secret nuclear program, and they were about to have a nuclear bomb. Do you guys want to know how Mossad found out where the secret facility is? I'll tell you. One of Syria's diplomats, he was in London, he was at the bar in London, getting drunk, hotel lobby bar, getting drunk. Mossad sent a woman, one of their agents, and she was like, hey, baby, you look fine today. And of course, the stupid Syrian, he fell for it. Not only did this girl get all the information about the top secret nuclear facility, but she actually got access to his room. And not only that, she was keeping him in the lobby while Mossad agents busted into his room, took all his data. So this one Syrian retard who thought that this hot girl was actually into him, he literally is responsible for ruining Syria's nuclear program, all because he thought some girl was gonna suck his dick. This is why I tell you guys, if some girl comes up to you and starts fucking dancing all up on you guys, you know, just give her that look that says, bitch, what you doing, okay? Guys, you need to understand, right now, not only are Mossad using women to take down men who go up against their agenda, Satan himself is using women to take good men down. The Prophet Muhammad tells us, a good man can be led astray by a woman. Guys, you need to understand, any woman who's out and about, she doesn't have a male guardian, she's shaking her ass, she's property of Satan. Let me say that one more time. If a woman is out and about, she's not wearing a burqa, she doesn't have a male guardian with her at all times, she is the property of Satan. Therefore, her job is to take you, the good man, down. If Kevin Samuels didn't go out with this fucking nurse, he'd be alive and well today. That's a fact. It's not even a personal opinion. So in conclusion of this video, guys, trust and believe. Shit is getting real. The Zionists are losing the war. They're getting desperate. And yes, they'll go after guys like Kevin Samuels. They'll even go after guys like me and anybody out there who stands up against the Zionist agenda. And the best way to do it is through women. All right, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.